NIH is often the last, but also the best hope for children suffering from rare illnesses such as heart, lung, blood, bone, and growth disorders, mental illness, genetic conditions, and many forms of cancer. And while the National Institutes of Health cares for the child's medical needs, the N certainly tends to their heart, their soul, and their spirit.
And it really gives them, I mean, you can imagine a lot of these folks come from other parts of the country, sometimes a long flight away, and you can imagine you're going through all these procedures, all these tests, and to stay in an awful hotel room, not only the expense of that, but also, I mean, it's a hotel room, that would be just awful. All of a sudden you have a place where you can call home.
Absolutely. And in 2010, there were more than 1,500 children and their families who stayed at the inn. The families come from across the United States, every state, and from more than 82 foreign countries.
Teresa, you're leading this gala. You're pulling all the pieces together, and I know this is a monumental effort. How are things going this year?
I could not be happier. We really pulled together in this community of our IT professionals in the government space, working with FCA Bethesda. It's like a big family,
yeah.
And we all joined together to really make this an incredible night for ourselves, but mostly for the children. And we are we're full. We have a full house. We have a wait list. We could not be happier with all of the support that the community has put forth. And it's going to be an amazing night. We're doing some fun stuff with technology to make bidding even easier so that we can – our auction items are incredible this year.
Well, and I think you drafted some goofball who's going to try and help spur along the bidding on some of these things.
I've heard somebody like you would be really, really good at that.
Oh, it's
so
me?
We're excited to have you.
I'm very excited. As when Teresa called me up and asked me to do this, I've always said that this is one of my favorite events of the year, mostly because there's this incredible moment where you have a kid and their parent who stand up and talk to. I mean, this is an audience of what, 1,000 people there or something like that, and which is daunting in and of itself. And just the stories that they tell, there's never a dry eye in the house.
So, Chris, can I give you a little secret?
Yes.
The child this year is a young woman who has been at the inn for a good bit of her life.
Wow.
And a wonderful love story as well, because she is going to sing for us and be accompanied by her boyfriend that she met at the inn as well. There will be, everybody's heart is just going to be singing along with these young people.
So give folks the specifics. When does this happen? And if they want information, I know you said you're sold out, but people can also donate in other ways.
Absolutely. So the big night is April the 2nd on Saturday at the JW Marriott. And while we are sold out, the cause does not go away, and we will definitely take donations on the FCA website. The Children's Inn has a way to donate directly as well. You can, through the year, not just at the gala, but you can donate nights at the inn for families, cook meals for them. There's also wonderful volunteer opportunities, which I really encourage people to sign up for. But the big night, April 2nd, and we're excited. We've got a VIP reception. Our government attendee list is coming together very nicely. We will have government representation, I would say, from almost every agency there, not just HH or the Health and Human Services or the National Institutes of Health, but the whole community comes together.
And Linda, talk a little bit about how if they're not able to get there that night and see me try and encourage people to vote, and we've come up with some fun ways of getting people to do that. But if they're not able to go that night, how can people give to the Children's Inn?
Well, Chris, the Inn's existence is dependent on the support of our numerous volunteers and the generous supporters who are dedicating their time and efforts to the Inn. The generosity and dedication of our supporters has been nothing short of amazing, and it really helps sustain the long-term viability of the Inn. We certainly encourage you to look at the Children's in Gala.org website, and we are encouraged to have people participate in the Children's Inn mission. And we welcome all. We're privately funded. We're a nonprofit. We wouldn't be able to continue our operations if it wasn't for the tireless dedication of our volunteers and the contributions of our supporters.
And one of the great, well, in addition to if you can't give money, there are other ways to do this. And I was looking at the Children's Inn website, and they've listed a whole bunch of ways you could, all sorts of ways you can help out. But one of the best ways is to what they say, buy a night at the inn, and you can buy one of these kids' night at the inn for a night for. And I forget the number.
Well, it's a little over $100 is what the cost is for us to have one night at the inn. So we encourage people to, at a minimum, if they could donate a night for a child, that would be helpful as a beginning.
Teresa, April 2nd, Saturday night, and we'll have the page linked up on DoraBeckInsider.com. Nice job in this troubled economic time, particularly here in Washington. You had to be a little bit nervous as you started pulling all the pieces together.
You know, Chris, I might have been nervous, but the response and how quickly our tables sold out and the sponsorships sold out, I believe we're going to really, really set a new target for giving back to the children this year. It's been an incredible journey so far, and I've already seen some of the numbers, and I'm hoping that we set a record that's never been seen by this community. So I challenge everyone to come who already has a table, I like to say bid often, bid up, and we've got some great items for people to really, get out there and raise more money for the children, and the children will be there with us. You get to really see and feel their spirit.
Yeah.
That's going to be wonderful.
Linda, how much has been collected by FCA Bethesda over all these 13 years?
It's exceeding $4 million.
Wow.
Which is really... the annual gala contributes more than 11% of the inn's annual budget. It has become our largest fundraiser for the Children's Inn.